Good morning, Casey. It is the Rockin' and Tracy Show. Ladies, you guys have a good weekend?
It was pretty good.
I had a very busy weekend, but I'm glad to be back with you, Rocket.
Nice. I didn't do much. Just laid in bed, iced my knee up, watched. I tried to watch This Is Us, Teresa, and I found it on demand, but all it did was show me the highlights of the year, of the first season.
You gotta watch the whole thing.
Yeah, so I didn't really quite understand what was going on, so I'm gonna try to figure that out today.
I got so many Facebook messages from people saying, it's on Hulu. Well, Rocket doesn't have Hulu, and he's too cheap to get it.
All right, so much going on around this radio station, and we're excited because Katy Perry is this Friday.
That's right, and we want to do something really cool. We'll explain to you more after 7, but basically we want you to enjoy the sweet life with Katy Perry.
In fact, we'll tell you right after Tabloid. How about that?
Sure. Why don't you break all the
rules? Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi got nothing on this girl. Teresa's Tabloid Trash.
Justin Timberlake will make a return trip to the Super Bowl. He made the announcement in a video featuring his BFF, Jimmy Fallon.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have the time?
I was going to ask you, sir, if you have the time.
I do have the time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You're doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl? You do have time!
I'm doing the halftime!
Oh my gosh, so annoying.
I mean, seriously.
So he's been tapped to perform during the Super Bowl 52 halftime show on February 4th, 2018 at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Here's Justin talking about what the great Super Bowl halftime performances have meant to him and what he plans to do.
When I look back at Super Bowl halftime shows I participated in and former ones of other artists like Beyonce, Bruno, Coldplay, and then I would say legends like Michael and Bruce, I think the U2 performance based on what was happening in the world at the time,
right.
The hair on the back of my neck stands up just thinking about it now. What I really want to do is take the opportunity to put together a performance that feels like it unifies. I feel like that would be the ultimate accomplishment. And then the icing on the cake is at some point within that 12 minutes that everybody is shaking their booty. I have a goal to make Al Michaels dance.
Oh, you do?
So, Al Michaels, if we can get you to shake your booty at the Super Bowl halftime show. By the way, we can start that hashtag. Hashtag Al Michaels shake your booty.
This will be Timberlake's third halftime appearance, but his first since his infamous wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson 13 years ago.
At any point in the ask, do they say, hey, just the last time there's a little wardrobe thing, can we make sure that doesn't happen? And as long as we're good with that, then we're good with you?
Yeah, that won't happen this time. There was a little bit of that, but no, Mike, that's not going to happen.
Are you sure? I forgot. Isn't that actually where the term wardrobe malfunction came from?
I believe so.
It was from that incident.
Yep.
Yeah. So going back to all the scandal that's been happening in Hollywood for a while, now Hollywood director James Toback is facing dozens of accusations of sexual harassment. On Sunday, the LA Times put out a story that says 38 women have come forward with sexual harassment claims against the director and writer best known for The Gambler, the Mark Wahlberg version, not the Kenny Rogers version, The Pickup Artist, 1991's Oscar-winning movie Bugsy. Some even give graphic details of their encounters. He is denying the claims, saying that he has diabetes and other things that make it to where I'm guessing it means he's not very sexually active, and so it would be impossible for him to harass women. I don't know. But anyways, that's the latest accusation. Last night, John Stamos announced he's engaged, ladies. Uncle Jesse is off the market. It's Caitlin McHugh. She is an actress, and he's 54 years old now, and he took to Instagram to share the good news with his 2.2 million followers. You know, he's been single ever since he got divorced from Rebecca Romijn.
Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. And over the weekend, no surprise, Tyler Perry's Madea, what is it? Boo 2, a Madea Halloween was number one.
There's something going on around here.
I know, we need to leave.
We need a phone.
Okay, well, we don't have reception.
What are you ducking down for?
I'm trying to be incognito.
They got to get a check for all criminal trespass.
Attempted murder.
Me, bam.
Hi, officer.
Tabloid Trash brought to you by Hamburger Mary's. It's October, so book your holiday party at Hamburger Mary's. Big office party, small get-together. Mary's does it all. Hamburger Mary's. Eat, drink, and be merry.
Mix 93.3 knows that girls' night out is the best night out. Especially when it's you, your ladies, and Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
I love Katy Perry.
Listen all day for another Money Can't Buy It experience. A chance to crash Katy Perry's Sprint Center party on Friday night with a suite for you and your crew. That's right. You and your girls partying like a rock star in your very own suite at the Katy Perry Show. That means food, that means drinks, that means lounging, that means you can do whatever you want, nobody cares. You can misbehave. In fact, we encourage that. From the only radio station in Kansas City that's always hot and never cold. Mix 93.3.